Okay, guys, just real quick. Obviously, a Webster with a hamstring. Trevor, it's his left shoulder. I don't know anything else. I can tell you we felt like we could have put him back in the game, but we will go back and evaluate him. I really like the job Paxton did. Was handling himself, handling the team well, so we stayed with him. In practice, Mike, he's, I tell you what, he's really doing a good job. You know, John and I sat down and talked about it today before the game, and I said, John, I think he's really growing me watching him practice and prepare. You never know until a kid gets thrown in the fire. You know, we need a little more tempo. We need to get out of the huddle better. Those are things a young kid struggles with, but I thought he handled himself well. He made some big third downs for us. You know, he can get the ball down the field, and I really liked the way he avoided some bad plays and threw the ball away. I thought that was impressive.
Gary, how big is it to have a safety net like your defense, which essentially forced four straight three and outs during the time when Paxton was able to negotiate?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we get three turnovers, and I think we only gave up like 60 yards in the second half. But the good thing today is we struggled to run the ball, but when we got the turnovers, we converted them. You know, I think we're 3-for-4 in the red zone, and a game like that, who plays best in the red zone is usually going to win. So obviously the turnovers helped, and playing well in the red zone helped us. You know, I really don't know how to answer that. You don't practice that as a coach. You know, our guys, our coaches, and our players handle it like a mature group. We stayed focused. You know, when we knew it was time for us to go back out, we went back to work on what we needed to do. We went through the situation over and over again. You know, my biggest concern for both teams was just player safety. You know, I mean, you play 3 hours and you sit around for an hour and what was it, 25 minutes, and you jump back out there. But it looks like both teams got out healthy and we finished the game. So that's the most important thing. Yeah, Mike, he's, you know, he's playing special. Obviously, he's having a big year. We're only 1 month into it. This is where he got his start. Had him talk to the team last night. Aqib's he's a hell of a player, and he's really turned into a leader and obviously played big today. You know, I really shouldn't say much. I've dealt with so many things in the last hour and a half. I just know that we feel fortunate. We'll go back, see where he's at. It is his left shoulder, and we'll see, you know, we'll see where we go from there. I'll let you guys know more.
Gary, can you just give us a little pulse check? 4-0, the type of progress that you've made at this point in the season. Give me a sense.
Well, obviously it's a good month. I mean, that's you know, you divide it up in quarters, and obviously we've had a good first quarter. There's so many things we can improve upon as a team. That's what I'm excited about. We've got some injuries we've got to work through. We're working through another one today. But we keep stepping to the plate, playing hard, playing well late in games and stuff, which you have to do in this league. So 1 week at a time, but obviously we've got a lot of things we've got to improve upon.
Yeah.
It was my understanding with Greek. I asked Greek, could he go back in? And Trevor said, yes, I can go back in. So I didn't want to. You know, but I was told he felt like he could go back in. But we'll do it day to day, Jeff. We'll see what happens. Yeah, he's worked well, Mike. He's very smart, very bright. He knows exactly what's going on. Obviously, he doesn't have much time with us on the field. Just a few, you know, he's working as a three, but he's played in some games, and we continue to get him ready to play regardless. You know, we've just been suiting two guys. Plug in. In this league, you better plug in good players, Mike. I mean, this is got to have great players in this league and get them in position to be successful. And like I said, I think the kid came in, handled himself really well. We did run the ball better with him in the game, which was important in the second half, trying to keep him out of some tough situations.
Shiloh?
Yeah, for some reason, that's a spot we're beat up at right now. And Simmons played with a cast. We expect Shiloh to hopefully be back this week. Kayvon, we'll take a look at when we get home. Yeah, Derek's playing really well. Just teasing with him in the locker room. I said, you waited an hour and a half to go back out there and get one more sack. I think he had a sack at the end of the game. But, no, I'm proud of all our guys. You know, very crazy situation that we handled very well, and going home with the W, that's all that matters. Oh, I don't know. Try not to let them relax. Try to stay on them. Told them what was at stake. You know, we had a 6-minute game to play with a 20-point lead, and, you know, we were going to make sure we took care of our business, so that's the way we talked. Okay, guys, you have a good day.